You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. Here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. It's been fun today, Tam.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
All right, so I want to cap off the show today by talking about how to make financial planning easy with a simple checklist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've broken these down into some very, very simple steps people can follow. So as we talk about this, there's kind of four essential pillars of a financial plan. So each person's individual plan is going to differ a little bit, but once you have a checklist, you can fill in the specifics and monitor it regularly. And if you have doubts or questions, this is where you need a trusted professional that's going to be able to help you with your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about this, I'm sure, again before we're finished, but I work with a lot of really good financial advisors around St. Louis. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm a debt strategist. I'm a debt advisor. But I work with some great financial advisors that help on the asset side.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into this. So
okay,
number one on the list, Tammy, is starting with a budget.
Right.
Okay, and you've heard me talk, you know, I've been beating this drum for years,
mm-hmm.
that the only way to really save a lot of money is to start with a budget. It's just the fundamental thing of putting it in writing.
Right. It's just knowing what money you have to spend.
Right. And monitoring that too.
Mm-hmm.
Your system could be daily, weekly, even monthly. But be diligent about recording your cash flow very mm-hmm. often. And, it only takes a couple minutes a day to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And number two, an emergency fund.
I see that most people run into financial issues because they don't have an emergency fund.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've seen people taking a 30-year mortgage and they're trying to pay it off in 15, so they're putting all this extra money toward it, but they don't keep any money in reserve, and then something happens and they can't get that money back.
Well, what is a rule of thumb for for that emergency fund?
All right, so an easy rule of thumb, I'd say at least 6 months of house payments.
Okay.
So if your house payment's, $1,000 a month, be $6,000.
Okay.
Keep that very, very liquid in an emergency fund, in a, savings account, money market account, something you can get to very fast.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And let's go on to number three, pillar.
Number three is mm-hmm. income protection.
Okay.
So a really important component of any plan is ensuring that you and your loved ones can maintain your quality of life in the event of a death or disability. So to do that, you need some sort of insurance policy that's going to safeguard against that kind of potential financial loss.
Okay.
If you're a single person and you don't have kids, this is not quite as important except the disability piece.
Right.
Because there may be nobody to take care of you if something happens where you become disabled. So there are four main ones that you may want to buy sooner rather than later, and that's health, disability income, life, and long-term care, because the rates depend on your age and the health of the time of the purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be more important to do those when you're younger.
Right, right.
And then review those regularly too.
That's good advice. And number four, a retirement savings plan.
So a retirement savings plan, this is, typically it's your 401k. It's some sort of employer-provided retirement plan. And it's one of the best ways to sock away money for retirement, especially if your employer is matching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if they're matched to any degree. So if they match dollar for dollar up to, say, 5% of your income, okay, well, every dollar you put in that they're matching, that's 100% return immediately.
Right.
But it's more than that, because then if you take the market return too, you're not only getting a market return on your money, but you're getting a market return on the free money too.
Mm-hmm.
So you could easily jump to just a massive return. Over 100% return in 1 year is amazing.
Yep.
That adds up significantly. If you invest outside your employer's retirement plan, or don't understand the difference between, even a stock and a bond and which is best for you, this is where another instance where you really need a financial representative for guidance on this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in that position, or if you're if you have a financial advisor and you're just not happy with their results,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is where reach out to me and I'll make an introduction to financial advisors that I know and trust. Because I am not going to refer somebody to somebody that I don't personally trust.
Right.
And it's just not worth it.
Another area this comes into play is that if you've had a financial plan back in your 30s or 40s and haven't looked at it, you've had a lot of life changes since then. So it's a good time to review that with your financial advisor if you have one, or if you're looking for a new one. Again, reach out to Doug and he can direct you to some good ones.
Yeah, and know that these are just the foundational mm-hmm. financial planning principles. They're, somebody with a more sophisticated situation is going to have a lot more than four steps to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
But these are some of the first most basic four steps. Just to get you started. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Just to get you started or to get you back on track mm-hmm. If you've gone sideways with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start to be able to start saving money again with a budget, get that retirement plan, have an emergency fund, you know, have your income protection. So those are all things that I definitely recommend. You can find this on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Visit the site, download this, reach out to me on my cell phone at 314-472-DOUG. 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And our website is smartwithyourmoney.com. So we are out of time today. I want to give a big thank you, Tammy, for joining me today.
Yeah.
And don't forget, just a reminder for you, you don't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show next week at 4 p.m. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.